Oh, no, you didn't, bitch. Did you just knock on my door when I was trying to listen to Foul Monkeys? Bitch, let me tell you something. There's been a switch up on this show, and I am not fucking happy. Now I have to listen to this shit and make sure it's okay. So get the fuck out of here. I don't have any goddamn sugar, bitch.
Again, episode 56.
Wow.
I know. Samantha didn't know this, but she's part of an audition. Like, the first time you were on the show,
mm-hmm.
you were on an audition, really.
Oh, I was.
Yeah. Because what's going to happen is everybody that I have on for an audition, the listeners are going to vote to see who they want to be the co-host.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a good idea.
So, do you want to, like, give, like, a speech or anything?
You kind of put me on the spot.
That's the point. This is America's Next Top Podcaster.
Oh, gotcha. Then you guys totally need to vote for me. I'm the best. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Silly. I am the best, but not necessarily doing podcasts.
Dirty girl.
Oh, yes.
So, what time did we get up today, Samantha?
7:30.
Yeah, we're totally doing a record. You know that? Because uh-huh. we've never done a podcast this early.
Before, really?
Ever in the history of Foul Monkeys.
Wow.
I know.
It's early morning. We're still in our pajamas and everything.
I know. 11 o'clock and we're in our pajamas. It's wonderful.
Today's going to be the best day ever.
And the longest.
Yes.
And tomorrow right. it's going to feel really long.
I know.
At work.
Ugh, I'm not
But we're going to get an extra hour of sleep.
That's great.
And Herb's only 2 hours away from me now.
That's good.
So
That's
now
so good.
I don't have to wake up at the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You know.
Because he'll realize how late it actually, or early here mm-hmm. he is. Silly boy.
So, well, it's Sunday. We don't mm-hmm. have shit to do. We didn't plan mm-hmm. anything for the show, so it's probably going to be fucking boring as hell.
We had breakfast, so we're full.
Yeah, we went to the Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm.
Where one of my friends was there and I didn't see them, and they called me on the cell phone. They're like, oh my God, Ricky, you should not take so much food from the buffet. It's embarrassing.
But then they saw you were with me, so they're like, right. That's kind of weird.
And they go, yeah, they were like, is that Ricky? And it was Lonnie and Greg. Greg goes, is that Ricky? And Lonnie said, yeah, but he's with a girl. I don't know.
We totally looked from Polk County, too.
Yeah, like we were. Samantha was getting her eggs and grits.
In my sweatpants.
In her sweatpants.
My capri sweatpants.
And her t-shirt from Publix saying, I survived the stock split of 2006.
Heck yeah.
Well, she wasn't even there.
No.
I was.
I was there to listen to the calls. Thank you.
And the
you.
Bitching.
Yes. Oh my God. So, last weekend we went to a laundromat together. Wasn't that great? Last Sunday, that's what we spent the day doing.
Yeah, and it was hot as hell.
Yeah, and we didn't think about getting in my Explorer and turning it on and turning on the air.
And then we went into this this gas station. It smelled like straight up piss.
Padoosie.
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 I said it smelled like pissy pussy.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah,
it did. It was fucking nasty.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
I was like, ew. And junk. Samantha's like, you want something? I was like, no, it smells like piss in here.
How about the Cosmo? We read what it said. You know? About the blondes. I'm a blonde,
Samantha's a blonde, and she's reading her diary.
Mm-hmm. I live by the Cosmopolitan magazine.
Yes.
The best.
And we're looking
ever.
At issue November 2006. And it has some girl on the front of it.
She's from the OC, I think.
Oh.
I don't know her name.
And her name's Rachel Bilson.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have this thing called Things You I Didn't Know Till This Issue. Mm-hmm. Listeners, did you know scientists say blondes evolved during a man shortage in the Ice Age to lure males from common brunettes?
Right, so I'm a, like, rare span of genes that is used to lure men.
Oh.
That's awesome.
And then it takes us to this story.
But then which... again, but think about this. Well, why did they make blonde men then? Like... Not just women have blonde hair.
No, but women with blonde hair produce boys with blonde hair.
Oh, you're right.
See?
But, okay.
Do you get it?
Evolution's crazy. Yeah.
I hear somebody's high heels.
But if there was never a blonde gene, how did it just, boop, here we go? That doesn't make sense.
Maybe it was Jesus. Jesus wanted blonde, so that's what happened.
Oh, okay. It was before Jesus.
Well, not according to Christians.
Oh, sorry. Is there no before Jesus?
Well, there is a before.
There was the seven days and seven nights that he made the earth and Adam and Eve.
God.
And then, like, Jesus
God
didn't
Jesus.
Come for a long time.
God and Jesus are two separate people.
Oh, I know this. I'm not stupid. God.
So was the Ice Age before?
Or after?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, Jesus
I think it's
wasn't
like millions
here when
of
the
years
dinosaurs
ago.
Were here.
I think
so
it was millions of years
that?
Ago. So Jesus was like 2,000 years ago.
But they're trying to say Christianity, I guess, that there is no life before humans, I guess. Right? Isn't that what that means? They don't believe in the dinosaurs and all that? How do
they
explain
don't.
It?
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, how can you not explain that? I mean, how can you not believe in it? It's right there. There's big old bones to prove it.
There's bones bigger than us.
One leg.
Could you imagine looking right up into a Tyrannosaurus Rex's face?
Could you imagine killing something that big and eating the leg and be like you having to hold your arms out like this, throw the leg on the table. Here you go, honey.
Like on the Flintstones where at the movie and they put the slab ribs on the side.
Yeah,
of
and it makes the car fall.
Yeah,
I wanted
was,
to be a caveman back then. That would have sucked.
For women, because they like drug them by their hair and
I
stuff.
I know! And beaten with a club if they didn't do right. And all they had to do is take care of their cave. How hard is that? Their children.
You said, how hard is that?
Taking care of a cave, come on. How clean can you possibly get it? That means dinner's ready.
What's I want to fuck sound like? What does it sound like when... What does it sound like when they say, I'm hungry?
I don't know. I only know that one thing.
And that's... Oh, women aren't allowed to be hungry.
Yeah, women don't eat until the man eats, remember?
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
But that means if you poison the food, you can kill them first.
Mm-hmm.
That's why kings, like back in the day, they had taste testers.
Oh, to see if
they made everyone else taste the food before he ate it, so he knew he wasn't going to be poisoned.
But some poison doesn't work until, like when you get food poisoning, after you eat, you're not sick. It like takes until you get home and you're like not feeling good to realize you're sick.
You live through that. This is like severe poisoning,
like
fucking
soon
kill
as you.
You
die. Like Romeo and Juliet.
Or, The Princess's Bride. Have you ever seen that? I love that movie.
I know, when they're sitting there with the cups and they're like switching them around. And drinks in it. Like
Bailey was watching that with your dad. Uh-huh. She laughed her ass off.
Did she? Aww. I didn't know she'd like movies like that.
I love that
Remember
movie.
Labyrinth?
That shit's scary.
I know. And then what's really scary is David Bowie.
Scrotch?
In the tights. Why would they do that? Kids are like, what the heck?
Is that a Muppet in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
I think he wanted everyone, all the women, to be like, wow.
And all the gay men.
Yeah, the gay men, too. Yeah, like, wow, he looks so hot. Sorry, David Bowie.
Not so much.
No. There's nothing you can do.
Mm-mm.
Maybe get in.
Where's the, speaking of Cosmo, we're still on the Cosmo thing. What page was it, 32? Mm-hmm. what not to say when you're hitting on someone?
No, 32 was the, let me see it. Oh, the flirting ones. Yeah.
Where was that?
I'm not sure. I know the first one was.
No, don't say it. No. Oh, okay. We're going to do a.
Oh, we're going to act it out?
Yeah, we're going to act this one out. Okay. Number one. You're going to be the customer, and I'm going to be the sales clerk.
Okay.
Beep. 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 Hi, ma'am. Would you like paper or plastic?
I'll take ribbed. That's what Cosmo says you do not say to flirt. I lost the page because I dropped the book.
It's up in the back.
You found it so well.
I know. Here, let me do it again. Well, that was fun. Maybe that wasn't as funny as it was supposed to be.
Seriously, I think it's not funny to us because we've done it so many times. But it is funny. Like, paper, plastic, I'll take ribbed.
Here we go. Number 3. Welcome to Taco Bell. What would you like to have today?
I'll take a burrito.
Half a pound burrito?
No, I'll take a whole pound.
And then she's supposed to eat it seductively.
Yeah, but I can't really do that. This burrito is so good.
It's so thick and fat.
The cheese is so it's so slimy in my mouth.
Gross. Oh, was there any good ones in there?
Oh, yeah. Whenever you get the free personal trainer session, be like...
Hold on, let me read it.
I just joined the gym, and you're my personal trainer.
Hi, Samantha. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I think we're going to work out over on the arm machine.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Well, I was thinking more of working out my Kegel muscles today. We talked about that one before, the Kegel muscles. Yeah, they're the bomb. I'm glad God gave us those, if God gave them to us.
Here we go. What's that name? Here we go. I'll be the soccer player. I'll be the soccer player.
How about the coach, man?
Yeah. But you're talking to hot guys.
Okay.
So you're gonna be talking to me.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. So, yeah. How long have you been graduated from this school?
I'm only in 10th grade.
Oh, really? That's nice. Well, does it matter that I graduated like 10 years ago? Would you still find me attractive?
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
Well, cool. No, that one sucked.
You guys say, well, I guess I'll stick around.
Oh, well, I guess I'll stick around because there's...
We're recording. People can hear this. They think we're stupid. I know it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We need to prepare more.
Yeah. Well, we had it planned, but then...
Yeah.
It just got messed up.
So you want to tell them about our night last night?
Oh. Have you seen that Omen? It's the greatest, best movie ever. I want to watch it again.
And again.
Yes. And then I want to try to say that there might be one more. Or there might be like a couple of
them. It's a continuation. It's the Omen the Fifth.
No way. You're so wrong. They wouldn't remake a movie from the first one. They'd start from the last one that was made. They'd make a new one. We'll probably be the only people that find that funny.
Right. Well, we had someone disagree with us last night that said that the newest Omen that came out was like a continuation of the fourth one, but it was actually a remake of the first one, but they didn't want to say that.
No.
And then they got all upset.
But then he realized that. And then he said, well, they didn't make any more after the first one. And we're like, yeah, they did. He's like, they don't remake movies that have sequels to them. I'm like, Amityville has like 15 and they remade the first one. Yeah. Then
and then he really pissed.
And I didn't talk to my boyfriend for the rest of the night. That was the last
I was trying to leave that was your boyfriend out.
Oh. Sorry. Wasn't my boyfriend. It was my...
girlfriend.
No. He's my boyfriend. boyfriend. No girlfriend. Him. And I love him even though he has to be right all the time. I'm just going to start being like, okay, honey, you're right. Just so that he feels okay. You know? I don't like hurting his feelings.
Can you hold that in, though? No. I could not hold that in.
I can't sometimes.
You would come over to my house and be like, Ricky!
I know.
Guess what?
I would just let it go with him and I'd come over here and cry to you. And then go home feeling okay. That's what we're friends are for.
Yeah, that's what she uses her fag for.
Yeah, my best one.
You have another fag?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, bitch.
Heck no. You're the only one for me, Ricky.
Aww.
I know.
So, anyway.
We're so close now.
Like, honey. Friday at work, I told you about this, how I got the hell embarrassed out of me, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I talked about this on there with Allison. I don't think I did. Anyway, I have a picture of Bailey, which is Samantha's daughter, and I have a picture of Samantha that's in my office, too.
In the picture, we're together.
Right, in the picture of us together. Well, we're, I'm helping one of the stockholders, and they look up, and the wife goes, oh, is that your little girl? And I was like, no, that's my friend's baby. And then her husband turns around and looks and goes, oh, is the big girl yours? And gives me this big wink, and I was just like,
sure.
Yeah.
She's my best friend.
So I was totally embarrassed. I didn't even know what to say. I think I'm just going to tell them, yeah, it's my kid for now.
Yeah, you might
so they don't
as well.
Ask anything else.
I'll be like, yeah. They'll be like, no, it's not. I know that's Bailey. Would he die? Like, that's George's little girl.
Oh. Like, what if it was him that came in and I
you
said,
would know.
I don't know what he looks like.
I showed you pictures. You would be like, oh, you'd ask me a question. You'd be like, really? So this guy kind of looks like Bailey.
But what if I was like, what if
he No,
was
he
being
wouldn't
stupid?
Ask you that. He is stupid. He'd be like, why do you have a picture of my daughter in your
oh,
office?
Bitch, that ain't your daughter. I adopted that hoe.
I take care of her and I claim her on my
income. I'm her baby daddy. And what, girl?
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Samantha has me addicted to something.
Yes.
I have this thing called Ricky's Addiction on the show.
Yeah.
And like when I become addicted to something, I like to say
you're
it.
You're totally
like,
going
to
be addicted.
It was Sudoku. And then I was addicted to, I don't remember.
Well,
what
don't
else
let
I was
this addiction
to.
Be something that goes away really quickly. Like you buy all the stuff to do it, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. It was cute when I bought it, but now I'm not going to put it together.
But we'll be doing it together, so it won't be.
Yeah. And I'm going to make you.
I won't be doing it by myself.
The one that we did yesterday was really good, and you really did a good job. So thank you for your help, by the way.
You made
everybody at the baby shower cry.
And my new addiction, it's inserting tampons.
You can leave them in all day, up to 8 hours, and do your Kegel exercises.
No, like, it's... When Ricky inserts my tampon, I have no risk of toxic shock syndrome.
I can wear it for 24 hours straight if I want to.
And have sex.
Ugh. That's just gross. Excuse me while
no,
I
No, the new
up.
Addiction that I have is scrapbooking.
Yay!
It's so cool.
It's so fun.
I love it.
And it's your neat. Pictures are really good. You take really good pictures, Ricky.
Yeah,
with
thank
your
you.
New camera. I love it.
What new camera?
The one that's digital. Like, well, it's not really new. You've had it for a while.
Yeah.
But I consider it your
new
camera
because
the one you had
it.
Before.
Yeah.
And it takes really good pictures. So
thank you.
I really like it. It's new to me. Gosh.
It's like when you buy a used car and it's
new
to you.
Yeah.
I got a
new
car. New
car.
And they're like, that was made in 1978.
But it's new to me. It's my new car.
If you don't walk, you get the fuck out.
And walk.
Yeah, you might be able to walk faster in his car, but what?
Sorry, it's not fuel injected. God, I don't have power steering. Who cares?
Sorry, you have to roll up the window yourself.
And sorry if it like falls down, you just have to hold the glass while you're rolling it. Remember my shadow? That was the worst.
I think
so
I...
anyway.
You're looking around like you're bored.
I was finding where the cat was because he wasn't right there and I was getting worried he took off.
No, he comes back.
Yeah, he's smart. He's right. Not like mine.
Oh, he's right there.
Yeah, he's in.
He looks like he's about to attack something.
He's like,
He's staring at something.
He's cold. It's chilly outside.
Oh, please. It's not that cold.
Let's see. It's cold enough for my significant other to put on the heater.
It's 64.
Your zipper is totally down. I wonder how long.
I hate you.
Probably not that long.
Well, it's been down since I went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. That wasn't that long. Thank God.
Good
imagine
thing you
if
didn't...
we're at Golden Corral. Yeah, good thing to see my finger
like,
in your zipper.
I didn't know there was weenies on the buffet.
Oh, I thought it was a sausage. I'd grab it with some tongs.
It's tube steak.
Ew. I need some tube steak.
It's a little cheesy. Ew.
Just kidding.
You like cheese on your tube steak?
No.
It's just a little cottage cheese. Sorry. It looks like ricotta. You get over it. Ew.
That's disgusting.
I saw this one site online that were guys that had a fetish of like dirty penises like that. And like they just had flakes of stuff coming off their penises.
Oh my gosh. That's not healthy for them. I mean, if that's their fetish, great. But you know what? That's not healthy for either person
but
involved.
Oh, right. Could you imagine sticking your mouth
no.
on something like that?
Oh. Imagine seeing it, let alone touching it with anything on my body. Not even my foot. I wouldn't even kick them. I'd just leave.
Ugh.
But I don't have to worry about that anymore, so.
Anymore?
I'm a very clean, clean person.
Did you have somebody that was dirty before?
No. No, I mean, I'm not going to be out looking for other people, so I'm not going to have to worry about seeing dirty penises because mine takes very good care of his, so.
That's
all
good.
That matters.
You take care of it too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's nice.
Yes, it's great. But don't you hate when like you get in a relationship and like you move in together and everything's great, but you just don't have sex anymore?
Yeah.
What's up with that? I don't know. It's not like I don't like it. I want to have it all the time. I'm like every man's fantasy. I could do it every day.
Like five times
a day.
Oh.
Like, wake up in the morning.
Samantha talks about it at her office, and she gets up out of my chair, and it's all wet.
No, I don't.
Yes,
you're
so
such a liar. That's gross.
Then how do you explain that? What happened?
What?
Remember that time you were in my chair and it was wet?
No. You're so mean. I did not.
Remember
you're making me sound
you
like a dirty whore.
Remember that time you farted in my chair and it melted?
No! Remember that time that big fat girl did, though, when we were standing there in a meeting? And I totally thought it was you. I was like, Ricky?
We were like, Samantha looks at me and I look at the person that farted and I was like, oh.
Well, she may not have farted. Her stomach just really, she was probably holding it.
Well, she,
and her stomach
she almost laughed. She almost
yes,
laughed.
Yes, she did. Because I gave you the dirtiest look ever that day. I was just like, my head shot over really quickly and was like, phew, what did you just do? You know, Ricky, we're not in private. Tend to forget these things.
You get so nasty.
Ugh. And then, that girl gets on my nerves anyway because not only is she heavy, but she breathes like.
Yeah, she sounds like woozy.
Yeah,
and she kind of smells like dirty clothes.
Yeah, like dirty clothes that need to be cleaned, or like you know, like when you
dirty clothes that need to be.
No shit, Samantha. Dirty clothes need to be clean.
Are you
no,
sure?
You know what I mean? Like,
are they sure they want to hear you answering their questions for them?
I know, right? Be like, my clothes are dirty. What do? Wash them. But like some people, I don't think. Like whenever you push all your winter clothes to the back of a closet and you don't wear them for a while, they still need to be cleaned before you wear them. You can't start wearing them without cleaning them.
Right.
And people do, not realizing how
like
they smell. It just smells old, not necessarily dirty, but just like it's
like
been hanging for a
linens,
while.
Linens, like you keep linens in the closet that you don't use for a while, and then when
you
go to give it to
them.
Somebody, and you're like, oh.
You might want to wash these.
Sorry it smells like my grandma.
Sorry it smells like my closet. Oh, yeah. My mom always gives me stuff and it smells like cigarettes. And I'm like,
I used your mom's vacuum cleaner.
Oh, God. I can only imagine.
And my whole apartment smelled like smoke.
Ugh.
I was like, ew.
Well, they have quit smoking in there now, so it's
that's
a lot
good.
Better. But I told them Bailey couldn't come over anymore if they didn't. But my parents are the bomb, so.
Yeah, they're great.
But they just got back together after 15 years of being divorced. Isn't that
I know.
Crazy?
That's weird.
It is weird. It's weird when you're a kid and you grow up not knowing your parents together. Like, you know, when you're 10 years old and they divorce, it's like, you kind of live without with a mom right. and a dad, and you can kind of like, Dad, I need some money, and then he gives you money, and you go, Mom, but Mom needs some money. You get money for both.
Totally did it. Right
yeah,
here.
Can't do it now.
In the summers, it was great because my dad worked at night, and my mom worked during the day. So when my mom would leave to go to work, I would be like, Mom, we need some money for lunch. So she'd give us $5. And then when my dad got home, which was like 30 minutes later, I'm like, Dad, we need money for lunch today. So we totally got hooked up with $10 a day.
Yeah, so you got good lunch at school.
Oh, no, this was during the summer.
Oh, so you could get really good lunch.
Like get candy pizza and Garbage Pail Kid cards. I love those things. They were great.
Yeah, and then when my parents got divorced, we had two Christmases.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that was cool.
What was the best is I'd go to my mom, like, Dad's getting me to da-da-da.
Uh-huh, so mom
and then I'd go to my dad, and Mom's going, and they try to outdo each other.
Yeah, my parents didn't necessarily do that. My dad always bought for my brothers, but he always forgot me. Like, he called me 1 year, like in March, and was like, Smith, like in the middle of the night, and he's like, what did I buy you for Christmas this year? I'm like, nothing, because he got, my brother Chris was going to the Navy, so he bought my brothers each a St. Christopher's charm, so, you know, it's like the protector or whatever, and, but he didn't get me anything, so he didn't think about it till March. I was like, you just thought about that? Like, it affected me at Christmas.
Your birthday and Christmas is in the same month.
And they don't ever get me anything for either.
Because you have this.
Oh. We'll make up for it at Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Christmas comes around and they're like, oh, we bought for Bailey, so screw you. Like, oh, okay. Well, I'm happy my daughter had a good Christmas, but dang it. No. This was the worst year ever in my life. It's the year right before Chris went to Navy. He had a stupid girlfriend that was like a little slut.
The slut hoe bag.
And how about my mom calls me? I lived far away, and it was the first Christmas I didn't have my daughter. She was with her dad the whole time. So she's like, come on over, and I'll cook breakfast, and we'll open presents. We'll have a good Christmas morning together, because I was so depressed not having her. I'm like, all right. So I got up and drove all the way to my mom's house, sat down, and we ate breakfast. She started handing out presents. Every single person got a present but me. Chris, Tiffany, and my mom.
Tiffany?
Yeah, my mom bought Tiffany some lotion from Bath & Body Works and didn't get me nothing. And then she's like, oh, well, Chris, did you get Samantha anything? I was like, you guys are totally kidding right now, right? You did not call me over here to open presents
and watch everybody else.
Yeah, like, oh, you just wanted me to watch you guys open presents? Cool. So then I drove to my Aunt Vicky's house and we watched sad movies all day and cried because she didn't get anything either. My uncle forgot about her. So we're like, let's watch sad Christmas movies all day. Aww. So it was a good Christmas, but it kind of hurt my feelings. But, you know, have you ever
had
a bad Christmas?
Oh my God, are we recording?
I really hope so, because we've been talking a lot.
No, we were on.
Okay. I would have been so angry. Not really. It'd been fun to start over, because then our little session that sucked wouldn't
be. We could have redone
there.
It.
Like, yes,
well, it's almost time to end anyway.
Well, that's good.
We're at 34 minutes, and it's supposed to be a 30-minute show.
Oh, well, that's good. We went over a little bit. But...
So, we need to get you to learn how to end the show.
Okay, how do I end the show? Teach me now, and I'll say it. This way, my audition will be complete.
No, your audition's not complete.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We never said that in the beginning. It said our names. This is freaky.
We didn't say our names. Either.
No. By the way, you're listening to Samantha and Ricky right now.
At Foul Monkeys.
At Foul Monkeys, yes.
So this is how you do the ending.
Okay.
I want to remind everyone they can visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com. You can leave us comments there. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can also call our listener line at 206-984-FOUL to ask Samantha, what do I do? Questions.
Yep.
And you can also go to iTunes and leave us a review by doing a search for Foul Monkeys. And I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else you should do. You should totally send me gifts. I'm going to have to open a post office box to do that, though, because I don't want to give my address out.
No. And plus, the people at the apartments won't hold it for you in the office.
Right. But that shit's fucked up.
Yeah, anyway.
So I hope everyone has a great week.
Enjoy the time change if it affected you at all.
It doesn't affect people in Arizona. They don't do it there.
They're the only state.
That's why he's only 2 hours
So everyone else in the United States of America changed Arizona. The time. But
and Arizona. I think there's another part of like Indiana or something that doesn't do it either.
Well, everyone else enjoyed the time change because now we get an extra hour of sleep tonight.
Woohoo!
So have a good week and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
What's up, bitches? Just leaving you guys a message. It's Derek from Connecticut, Injustifiable. Wanted to let you guys know that the show is great, and you should definitely keep up the good work. And don't pull any crap like you did before. Next time, you know, saying you're going to cancel and not do it. So, yeah, just thought I'd give you guys a call. And hope to hear from y'all soon. Have a great day.